Master Tavern Keeper's History of the Old World.
So, Master Tavernkeeper, what was this Dieter von Torikhelm's, your uncle's, plan to defeat the large, about 40 strong, was it? A Black Orc warband. He had only 5 knights under his command, yeah? The knights of the Empire are the finest warriors we have, but unless each was Sigmar reborn, I cannot really see a path to victory here. Merely a heroic, vainglorious charge into the jaws of blood-drenched death. What am I missing? Your uncle survived this endeavor, I take it. For had he not, how could you know this tale?
Ha! Yes, your assumption is quite correct. He lived to tell the tale to me, in person.
Och, I see. But getting back to Heinrich's point, what was his plan then?
Ah, well, I could spell it out for you, but going into all that would spoil all the fun. Why don't we simply go through things as and when they happened?
What must we do then, Dieter, my old friend? How can we rid ourselves of this Viridian threat before we all starve? We will do whatever you ask of us.
Dear Gustav, esteemed Margrave, you and your townspeople have sacrificed enough. Leave it all to us. That the Black Orcs dare not enter this haunted place is more of a gift than I could have asked for, and gives me free rein to focus our efforts on destroying the Greenskins without restraint. For I know you'll all be safe until we are done. There, that is all. But knights, prepare yourselves for the hunt.
Aye, aye, sir.
Ah, but not you, Hans. I have a special task for you. One only you might achieve, and one upon which our success solely rests. And so it was that my uncle, the 4 remaining knights under his command, Arendt, Borthor, Conrad, and Elmar, rode out of Essen the next morn in search of the Black Orcs.
Oh, yeah. Onwards to death und glory. Ach, and that's all well and good. But what about this Hans fella?
Ah, Hans Voigt. My uncle's most stalwart and constant companion on all his adventures. Well, he too rode out, but alone. And to an altogether different destination than his fellows. He set off before the sun had risen. More on him later. The remaining 5 knights, though, left in an altogether different fashion. They threw open the main gates, rode out in full mail, polished to a high shine, and Botho blew hard on his battle horn. And this soon elicited the desired effect.
The humans have got themselves some shiny men on ponies. New plate and fresh meat. Rap for the taking, boys. Have at 'em.
Ready your lances, brothers. Charge!
The fight was short and decisive. Each of the steel-tipped lances of the Knight's Panther pierced an orc through, and their barded mounts knocked the skewered greenskins off their feet, each clanking as they hit the dewy grass below. My uncle and his men were veteran orc slayers, and dallied not. They had the advantage, but an advantage does nothing except give you an opportunity. And an opportunity not seized is the mother of regret. With this mantra in his mind, my uncle ordered his men to dismount and have at the prone orcs. Gah! Slit their greenskin gizzards, brothers! And his four knightly kin thrust with vigor their sharpened blades in between the thick plates of the black orcs, cutting deep into their foul and fetid flesh below, severing limbs and cutting off heads.
Oh, yeah. But did he himself not take part in this righteous cleansing?
Ah, very perceptive of you, Heinrich. He did not. He had his hands full fighting off the last standing black orc, who was both uninjured and clearly some sort of champion, as the fight was far from a pushover. But with the death of the other greenskins, this single foe now found himself facing five knights, and immediately turned tail and ran back into the forest. Leave him! Let him take our message to his master, Tusk Gorder. This was a lucky turn today. No need to hunt the rest of the orcs. They will come to us. I just hope Hans is successful in his charge and returns to us with equal haste. If not, we have just sealed the doom of both ourselves and that of the town of Essen. Ah. For now, though, let us take these greenskin heads back to the Margrave. They'll make fine decorations atop the main gate. And so the knights returned to Essen and waited and waited. They went out each dawn, not returning until dusk, but saw neither orc nor Hans. With the setting of the sun on each uneventful day, the confidence of the townspeople of Essen increased. But in spite of the apparent disappearance of the orc menace, my uncle still warned against venturing afield yet. The orcs would come, and sooner rather than later. Most townsfolk listened, but one who did not was old Farmer Zieg, and lo, did he pay the price. Farmer Zieg was a goat farmer who kept a herd of hruki, a mountain goats. And by the gods, did he love his goats. So much so that the rumours said he'd caught a nasty dose of kruts from loving his charges a little bit too much.
What do you mean? What's this kruts, then?
It's quite a nasty little disease. I knew of it. But it wasn't until I met Strolvar in Skeggy that I heard about its origins. Skeggy, a decade earlier.
The Manlin had kruts. Ah, ha, ha, ha. That's an old disease. Do you know where it came from? No. It said that an old crutty, a dwarf goat-herd manlin, came back to the hold after a particularly long stint up in the mountains with his beasts. He returned in some distress, with this itchy red rash all over his thighs, lower torso, and in particular his loins. Crutz is a very easy to catch disease, but only if you've been engaging in a bit of crutting. Ah, Manlin, you've got that perplexed look on your face again. I'm not going deep into crutting. It's not a topic for polite conversation. Simply know this. It is something no self-respecting dwarf or manlin, that said, should ever do with a goat, no matter how lonely and unloved they're feeling. Although, wouldn't surprise me if an Elgi did it. One set. After much experimentation by the healers, it was found that the only way to get rid of it was to shave the area where you got the rash, and then cover it with turpentine. After that, it'll be gone in after about a week or so. What? No, Manlin, I've never had it. I simply knew someone that did.
Anyway, this farmer Zeeg sneaked out of the town one night to go visit his goats, out where he kept them near the forest. Nobody saw him go, and none saw him again. At least not until the townsfolk heard the battle horn of the Black Orcs sound outside the main gate of Essen. My uncle looked out from the battlements at the main gate to see a morass of armoured orcs baying for blood. At the fore stood their massive leader, flanked by their horn blower on one side and a banner bearer on the other. The head, limbs and other parts of Farmer Zeeg dangling from their crudely painted and stitched standard. Zeeg, you stupid, dirty fool! I told you not to venture beyond the walls! Ah! The enemy has come, and Hans has not. It is time for battle, nonetheless.